The Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin. Investment professionals reveal their best mentors, how they find their next great idea, and a few funny stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, February 10th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. A savings account is a safe place to put your money. But lately, the interest on that savings has been next to nothing. Many savers felt they might catch a break if the Fed goes through with its plans to start raising interest rates next month. But that's probably not the case.
The incentive for banks to raise deposit rates, one of the main ones typically, is to gather those deposits. But because the system is so flush with deposits, they don't need to do that.
On today's show, our banking reporter Orla McCaffrey will break down why interest on savings accounts probably isn't going higher anytime soon, and other ways you could get a higher return for your money. That's after the break.
The Claude 3 model family from Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. With models at every point on the price-performance curve, you no longer have to make trade-offs between intelligence, speed, and cost. Claude 3 Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Haiku is the fastest and lowest-cost model on the market, perfectly designed for high-volume, high-speed use cases. Join the thousands of enterprises who trust Anthropic to keep them at the frontier. Visit anthropic.com/Claude today.
The Federal Reserve is expected to start raising interest rates next month. Normally, when it does that, it usually means that people with money in a savings account can expect the interest on their cash to tick higher. But you might not want to get your hopes up this time. Why not? WSJ banking reporter Orla McCaffrey has some answers, and she joins me now. Hey, Orla, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Orla, can you just do some number crunching for us for a moment? What are interest rates averaging on savings accounts these days?
Sure. So for high-yield accounts, it's about 0.5%, down from about 1.5% a couple years ago. And on accounts at traditional banks, it's about 0.06%. So pretty low.
Wow, 0.06%. That's really low. But it seems like these rates have been low for a long time. Why is that?
Right. So it's kind of for two reasons. So rates first started falling in the spring of 2020 when the Fed cut its short-term interest rate in response to the pandemic. And a couple months after that, people really started piling money into their savings account. People were, you know, getting stimulus checks, getting unemployment that sometimes was more than their normal income, and just really putting that money into bank accounts, savings accounts, because, you know, they couldn't spend it on travel and they couldn't spend it on entertainment, or maybe some of their costs were reduced because they weren't commuting. So that money has just really built up over time, and a lot of it has stuck around at banks. So at the same time, banks couldn't charge a lot on loans because interest rates were low, and they also were flush with deposits. So that means they didn't have to pay borrowers a lot, really, to borrow that money. And that's why, you know, rates on these savings accounts have gone down so much.
Hmm. You know, Orla, we sometimes see ads for savings banks, online savings banks in particular, encouraging people to open up accounts and store money there. How does that square with these ultra low rates?
Right. So that actually is probably one thing that has changed over the past 18 months or 2 years. Banks are just flush deposits. They have more than they can use in a way that makes sense, in a way that they can actually make money off of. Some banks have even told commercial customers specifically, like, we don't really want your deposits anymore. Please take them elsewhere. So advertisements like that, kind of solicitations for money from lenders for deposits have probably decreased in recent years.
Banks are actually telling some commercial customers to take their money elsewhere?
Believe it or not, yes.
Okay. So, Orla, help us understand something here. When the Fed raises interest rates, how does that usually translate to a higher interest rate on things like savings accounts? How does that usually work?
So when the Fed raises rates, that means that when banks lend money to each other, they do it at a higher rate that the Fed has set, you know, in an effort to make borrowing more costly, to increase the cost of credit in the economy. So when banks are paying more to borrow money, they pass that on to their customers, and they're able to charge more when they're lending money. So higher interest rates for consumers and businesses who borrow from banks.
Okay, so what's different now? You know, if the Fed goes through with plans to carry out a series of rate hikes next month, why should savers not expect the rate on their money to go up this time?
The incentive for banks to raise deposit rates, one of the main ones typically, is to gather those deposits. But because the system is so flush with deposits, they don't need to do that. And that's a major plus for banks, because banks make money on the difference between what they earn by lending and what they pay on deposits. So as long as they can hold that rate that they pay, as long as they can pay really low deposit interest rates, they're going to do that for as long as possible while rates rise. So that spread, that gap between those two things widens, and their profit from lending starts to recover. The money banks have been able to make from lending, which is, you know, their core, their bread and butter business, has really just shrunken kind of exponentially over the past 2 years as rates have fallen. So, you know, now they have this opportunity to kind of breathe life back into that core business. And a key to that is holding these deposit rates low, which means folks aren't going to see more interest in their accounts, at least at first.
You say at first. So is there something that could change this picture? You know, what would it take for banks to start raising their savings rates?
The real key is for loan growth to really pick up and hopefully return to pre-pandemic levels. And it is definitely on the way there. And when I say loan growth, I mean the rate at which consumers and businesses are asking banks to borrow money. So the more that happens, the more money banks can lend, the more they can charge these higher interest rates that the Fed has set now. And that will kind of use up some of the deposits that they have on hand. And once they need more deposits to lend out, then, you know, that might be a trigger, that might be an incentive to finally say, hey, you know, let's solicit some more deposits, let's offer these higher interest rates to consumers. Another option would be if a smaller online bank that's, you know, not one of your large national banks that already has a ton of deposits, kind of preemptively raises deposit interest rates in an effort to garner customers and deposits that they don't already have. That could kind of force the hand of other banks to compete and do the same. But it's likely at the beginning that they will kind of just all act in unison by not raising rates. Another thing that could kind of change the picture and prompt banks to start raising rates is if customers kind of on a large scale, you know, start realizing that the money in their savings account isn't really returning what it was a couple of years ago and choose to move that money or a portion of it into higher yielding investments, something like the stock market or, you know, a specific stock, a mutual fund, even treasuries. Debt would likely pay more than a savings account. So if that happens kind of on a widespread level, then banks would need to solicit some more deposits, would need to compete for some of that money, and might be incentivized finally to increase the rate they're offering to savers, to depositors.
All right. So is there any light at the end of the tunnel? Do banking officials you speak with have any kind of a timeline in mind as to when savings rates might start to perk up?
There is light at the end of the tunnel. Most of the analysts I spoke to and executives on their earnings calls last month kind of pegged the end of 2022 or early 2023 as when lenders might start raising the rates they offer depositors. But they do expect the Fed to hike rates as many as two or three times without any kind of corresponding move from banks moving their deposit rates upward. So not to say that lenders won't raise rates during what they call the rising rate cycle, but it will just happen later. And that means the overall rate paid will be lower because these increases are happening at a slower rate.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Orla McCaffrey. Orla, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.